I've confronted hundreds of men over two decades.
I have been in television for 24 years.
I just came to get something to eat.
And I have very seldom been at a loss for words.
I just came to get something to eat.
Men online looking for children to sexually assault.
What's the motive here? Explain it to me.
No, you're right. It's stupid. It's an illegal thing. Yeah, I know. I did a stupid thing.
Men from all walks of life. A doctor, a teacher, a clergyman.
You sent pornographic pictures through the mail. Okay, that's a federal offense right there.
You know I'm in trouble, and I know I'm in trouble.
I tried to get into their heads and understand why.
What kind of pizza do we have tonight?
I want to know who you are.
I want to know a little bit more about you first.
Can I eat first?
Sure, go ahead. Let's see if any of this sounds familiar while you enjoy your pizza.
And ultimately, make sure they face justice.
You ask her if she's a virgin.
I ask everybody all kinds of stuff. It's just talk.
You ask her if she's horny.
What's wrong with that?
You ask if she does anal.
It's a question. Question.
Who are they? Have they tried to prey on other children? And where are they now? These are the predators I've caught. I'm Chris Hansen. David, what am I to do with you? David, of course, is David Schumacher, who is a 21-year-old man at the time who walked into our predator sting operation in Fort Myers, Florida. Now, Fort Myers, as you may know, is a town in Florida on the Gulf Coast, Southwest Florida, medium size, near a lot of vacation areas, and we decided that it was a spot where we should investigate the presence of predators. We teamed up with the Fort Myers Police Department, which was willing to run a parallel investigation. We found a big house, a beautiful house in a beautiful neighborhood in Fort Myers, and we set up. To understand the setting there, it was a home that was for sale, empty. We had to furnish it. And it really was in a luxurious neighborhood. We had gotten to the point in the predator investigations where technology was improving with each case we did. So we had multiple cameras, probably 24, and we had cameras all around the house. We had cameras outside. We even had a camera hidden in a palm tree that could swivel 360 degrees. Well, at some point, after many predators had come and been confronted, we were chatting online with a fellow named David Wesley Schumacher, Jr. He went online by the name Freebird 72,000. He was 21 years old at the time. The decoy, who he was chatting with, was 14, and her name was B. For 4 days, Schumacher had explicit chats with the decoy, who he thought was a teenage girl. They talked about oral sex. He also asked if he could hit it from the back. Then could he fuck or make love? Your choice. The transcripts themselves, you can see the grooming continue. And it's a pattern we've seen over and over again with predators. Schumacher, pretty early on, admits that he knows what he's doing is wrong. He says to the decoy, "What will your parents say about you talking to someone as old as me?" Decoy says, "LOL, they probably wouldn't like it." Schumacher, "Why'd you stop?" She says, "The cam was making my computer really slow." He says, "So you ever had an older guy hit on you?" "Yeah, but he was gross." "Gross? Why you say that?" "Yeah, like old and fat." "Oh, well, I'm not fat or old." "I saw." "Nah, you ain't see the six-pack or the arms, LOL. You work out? Just work hard." After 4 days of chatting online, Schumacher arrives at our house in Fort Myers, but not in the way you might think for someone who is going on about his physical ability or sexual prowess. Schumacher shows up in a car driven by his sister. Yes, he had to get a ride over to our house to meet his 14-year-old. He told her in an earlier conversation he wanted to take her to a block party. And if that worked out, after drinking, perhaps he would take her home and they would have a sexual liaison. But when Schumacher walks into the house,
knock, knock,
there is no 14-year-old girl. Instead, he meets me.
Your dad or something?
What are you doing here?
I'm David. How are you doing?
I'm Chris. Nice to see you. How's everything?
At first, it seems Schumacher thinks I might be the girl's father. And then he changes his mind. He says to me, you look like law enforcement.
You seem like law enforcement. I happen to know law enforcement.
You do. So you're an expert in this area.
No, no, I'm just saying you come off as law enforcement.
Really? You know how you come off?
How's that?
Somebody who's very nervous.
When I finally tell him who I am, Chris Hansen of Dateline NBC, and we're doing a story on adults who try to meet children for sex, he goes on to tell me that he doesn't want to be on the TV, saying,
I don't want to be on the news, dog.
Well, it's a little late for that, dog.
He goes on to say something that made him famous in the To Catch a Predator fandom community. He says, I've got two words for you.
Two words, role-playing chat room, dude.
Role-play chat room. Well, that's actually four words, unless, of course, you make role-playing one word and hyphenate chat room. But he leaves, and he is taken into custody by police. Now, all this time, Schumacher's sister is waiting for him outside, thinking that he's just going to pick up his date and they're all going to go to the block party. Well, now she's got to have a discussion with the police about what had happened to her brother. He's arrested and charged with solicitation of a minor. When Schumacher's sister learns of her brother's intentions and the arrest, she says to the police that she thought the girl was 17. And even in handcuffs, he continues to laugh at the police, saying he doesn't need to hook up with a 14-year-old because, well, he got all the girls. All this time, I'm thinking to myself, why would somebody in such serious trouble clown around this way? And I often wonder if it's just nervousness on the part of the predator, or whether it's ego or some sort of character flaw, or just they seem so confident that they won't get caught. And if they are caught, that they can explain their way out of the situation, which seems to be the case with Schumacher. He laughs almost when the police search him for marijuana, because in the chat he had talked about bringing marijuana for the young girl. He teases them that they couldn't find it. Well, the joke's on him because he got arrested. And we'd find out later that David Schumacher was one of those guys who apparently didn't really learn a lesson when it comes to getting into trouble with the law.
More about this predator I've caught in a moment.
Schumacher claimed that he never intended to have sex with a minor. In fact, he hired a lawyer and tried to defend himself as the case went through the court system. But along the way, he also faced 12 other charges, another sex offense, stabbing, robbery, grand theft. Ultimately, there was an issue in the transcripts between David Schumacher and the decoy, who worked for an organization called Perverted Justice, a nonprofit watchdog group that we worked with when we were doing the To Catch a Predator investigations. Schumacher's defense lawyer tried to get a copy of the actual hard drive of the computer. And for a number of reasons, Perverted Justice didn't want to give it up. And so as the case went through the court system, months and months, ultimately, his lawyer, Schumacher's lawyer, was able to reach a plea agreement where he pleaded guilty to all of the charges except for the sex offense involving the sting operation at the house in Fort Myers. He served 4 years in prison based upon that guilty plea. And when he got out, what did he do? Well, he continued to maintain his innocence on the predator charges. He even went so far as to put together a YouTube channel where he would rail on the investigation, on me, on the case in general. And, well, I shouldn't say the YouTube channel wasn't that successful, because it ultimately did garner some 600 subscribers. Some of the videos actually got 20,000 views. He actually takes the legal ruling having to do with the transcripts and the hard drive from the computer of Perverted Justice decoys and talks about that. It's quite something to see. It's entertaining, to say the least. He gets quite graphic, explaining that the channel will talk shit about quote-unquote fuckboy teacappers, the police, and current affairs in America. He seems to think that the police are racist and that somehow had something to do with him, although he's white, being arrested so many times and especially in connection with the sting operation in Fort Myers. Two of the videos call out the perverted Justice Decoy, claiming that she withheld evidence and manufactured the incriminating chat logs. Now, we know that's not true, although questions do remain as to why the hard drive was not provided to the FBI when the FBI was trying to retrieve it for the local prosecution in Fort Myers. He has not contributed to his YouTube channel in the last 3 years. Fast forward now. All these years later, remember that it was 2006 when Schumacher first surfaced in our investigation in Fort Myers. And I was working online on the more recent Predator investigations. And I learned that Schumacher, now 35 years old, has made the news again. On Thursday, December 10th, 2020, I came across a story involving a David Schumacher in Punta Gorda, Florida. Same David Schumacher, now 36, in trouble again. As it turns out, according to police, on Thursday, December 10th, 2020, 36-year-old Schumacher was arrested for attempted grand theft of a motor vehicle and burglary of a vehicle, non-forced. That's what they call it when you don't use a gun to stick somebody up and take their car. It's not a carjacking. It's just grand theft auto without force. As the story goes, and according to police reports, a woman was at a gas station, left her car to help another woman change the tire of her car. While she wasn't paying attention, Schumacher allegedly jumps in her car and takes off. Later, the police pull him over. Schumacher says something about the car carrying nuclear cases. The victim told police she didn't know what he was talking about and certainly didn't give him permission to drive the car. Clearly, Schumacher was one of those guys who just couldn't stay out of trouble. He never had to register as a sex offender, and as far as we know, he was never arrested trying to have sex with someone who was underage since the Predator incident. So you have to wonder, what category of Predator does he fit into? And I guess he's just kind of the bad guy with a propensity for criminal activity who saw an opportunity. I'm asked all the time, you know, what do these guys have in common? And I think they truly do, for the most part, break down into three different categories. There's the hardcore sex offender. There's the young, shy guy who wouldn't be able to put together a date face to face. And so he goes online and finds himself crossing this line between fantasy and reality. And then I think there's the opportunist. And I think that's where Schumacher fits in. Schumacher actually puts his sweatshirt over his head and put his hat on top of that. So you see this cartoon-like character, and he can barely see to get out the door before he's arrested by police.
Run into the car. Move.
It is one of those absolutely unforgettable Predator moments, and one that has been the source of memes and all kinds of activity online in the years since his arrest. And again, this line, two words, role-playing chat room.
Is in a role-playing chat room.
And the, I don't want to be on the news, dog.
I don't want to be on the news, dog.
Those are the things that make him one of the more unforgettable Predators. And based upon as much attention as Schumacher has gotten over the years because of the way he acted, because of his interaction with me, because of the continuing criminal activity we've seen from him, it doesn't seem like he's going to be going away anytime soon, except maybe for prison on this last auto theft charge. We probably have not heard the end of David Schumacher, although perhaps not in the Predator sense of the word. It doesn't seem like he's the sort of guy who's going to stay out of trouble forever. I always want to hear your comments on the podcast and suggestions for future podcasts, but also do me a favor, subscribe and share the podcast. I'll see you next time
on Predators I've Caught. I'm Chris Hansen.